Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Monday of the 10th week in Ordinary Time, and the memorial of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of the Church. Today's theme, the final bequest of Jesus. Today, we return to the scene of Good Friday, but now with a focus on the deeply grieving woman near the foot of the cross. We hear the words of the pain-stricken, dying Jesus as he proclaims one last message for the world, a final bequest of his mission-driven life addressed first to his mother, "Woman, behold your son," and then to his beloved friend John, "Behold your mother." Jesus knew what lay ahead. After his resurrection, he could choose to remain on earth in the flesh, preaching and healing and bringing more people to salvation. But that was not the divine plan. God's plan was to pass the mission of Christ on to others who would spread it much farther and much wider. And so, with his dying breath, he gave birth to the church. John was the loyal son of his missionary activity. Unlike the other disciples, John disregarded fear in order to come close to Jesus at the foot of the cross. When Jesus bequeathed him to Mary, and Mary to him, he raised her status from mother of one to mother of all who would continue that same missionary activity. His next words, as recorded by John, "I thirst," could be considered the mission statement of that bequest. Every soul who still needs salvation is thirsting for the love, the healing, the peace, and the joy that only God can provide in fullness. Jesus carries their thirst within his heart, and he calls you and me to quench that thirst. The mission of Christ is now the mission of the church. No one in the church is excused from it, not even the most disabled person. Any conscious person can offer up his or her sufferings and unite them to Jesus for the sake of lost souls. The homebound can evangelize others over the internet. The bedbound can preach much through a smile and a kind word that reveals inexplicable peace to the caregivers who are stressed out and troubled. Mary is a wonderful mother who helps her children discover God's plan for them. Do you know what God has gifted you to do for the mission of Christ? Have you invested yourself enough in the mission to make a difference? Mary is with you, praying for you, praying with you, calling you on behalf of Christ, supporting your efforts, and like every good mom, urging you to stay connected to the family, where together, as the church, we can do more good than we could ever do by ourselves.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.